This is Apollo Control. 13 hours, 50 minutes ground elapsed time. In that last exchange of conversation between Command Module Pilot Stu Russa and Spacecraft Communicator Fred Hayes here in Mission Control, Stu thought of one item that perhaps he did not mention during the earlier discussions of the docking probe problem. It turned out he had mentioned them, but that had to do with the indications of some devices in the cabin called talkbacks. They're little striped devices that show through a little window, and when they're still, they have stripes, and when they're spinning, they turn gray because of the visual effect of black and white stripes moving at high speed. However, he had mentioned this these indicators earlier in the evening. He reported also that at 13 hours and 7 minutes ground elapsed time, they had changed the lithium hydroxide canister in the command module. These canisters serve to scrub the carbon dioxide from the cabin atmosphere. Earlier this morning, the flight director, Jerry Griffin, was down fiddling with the probe and drogue mechanism, sitting on the floor here in Mission Control, scratching his head over it. And at this time, or perhaps later in the day, at various locations around the country where the probe and drogue had been designed and manufactured, other people will be scratching their heads, trying to sort out why the drogue did not latch on the first several attempts at docking in Apollo 14. Flight plan calls for the crew to go to sleep at about 16 hours ground elapsed time, which is about 2 hours and 8 minutes from now. There's an outside chance that they may decide to move that up a bit. At the present time, they're getting set up in passive thermal control, PTC. Status reports coming out of the spacecraft analysis room are rather brief. All the systems perking along quite nominally. Shows the at 11 hours and 7 minutes the leak rate in the lunar module and command module tunnel joint was about 5/10 or 5/100 of a pound per hour of oxygen or atmosphere. Guidance and control all up to snuff. Communications are normal. Displays and controls, all nominal. Down through all the rest of the spacecraft systems, there's a slight drop below what is nominal at this time in the flight for the command module, or command and service module reaction control system propellants. And propellant remaining in as much as quite a bit was used in the several docking attempts. But still well within the an acceptable budget. Electrical system, battery B still charging in the command module. All other batteries are topped off with about 107.47 amp hours remaining in batteries A, B, and C. Fuel cells and cryogenic storage tanks all operating normally at this time. No problems, according to the notation by the spacecraft analysis room, who generates these reports about every 2 hours. Apollo 14 now weighing, according to the Space Digital's display, 98,110 pounds. Altitude above the Earth, or out from the Earth, 66,183 nautical miles. Velocity, 6,943 feet per second. And at 13 hours, 55 minutes, round elapsed time, this is Apollo Control with an open circuit, Apollo 14 air-to-ground communications.